official business that fundamental statements like this had to be said at least twice before everyone understood them. One had to sit, attracting all eyes to the conch, and drop words like heavy round stones among the little groups that crouched or squatted. He was searching his mind for simple words so that even the little ones would understand what the assembly was about. Later, perhaps, practiced debaters, Jack, Maurice, Piggy, would use their whole art to twist the meeting, but now, at the beginning, the subject of the debate must be laid out clearly. We need an assembly, not for fun, not for laughing and falling off the log. The group of little ones on the twister giggled and looked at each other. Not for making jokes, or for... He lifted the conch in an effort to find the compelling word. For cleverness. Not for these things, but to put things straight. He paused for a moment. I've been alone. By myself I went, thinking what's what. I know what we need. An assembly to put things straight. And first of all, I'm speaking. He paused for a moment and automatically pushed back his hair. Piggy tiptoed to the triangle, his ineffectual protest made, and joined the others. Ralph went on. We have lots of assemblies. Everybody enjoys speaking and being together. We decide things, but they don't get done. We were going to have water brought from the stream and left in those coconut shells under fresh leaves, so it was for a few days. Now there's no water. The shells are dry. People drink from the river. There was a murmur of assent. Not that there's anything wrong with drinking from the river. I mean, I'd sooner have water from that place, you know, the pool where the waterfall is, than out of an old coconut shell. Only we said we'd have the water brought. And now not. There were only two full shells there this afternoon. He licked his lips. Then there's huts. Shelters. The murmur swelled again and died away.